Time for University, and I'm a very reluctant attendee this week, Una.
Yes.
And here's why.
So as I explained earlier, Ado here was the inspiration for this university after he divulged to me last week that he had a bold dream about someone in the office. And Ado, that's okay, because for the past couple of months, people across the country have been having exceedingly crazy, bizarre and very, very, very vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. And one of the more common dreams that has kind of alarmed a lot of us, including Ado, is the inappropriate co-worker dream. You know, the one where you might be having some amorous
you don't need to explain
behavior
it,
with the co-worker.
God, this is not telly. Una, be demonstrating.
The one that you would never in a month of Sundays have thought of in that way beforehand. Mm. But then after the dream, you're like, does this mean I actually fancy this person? Is my subconscious sending me messages? And every time you pass this person at the water cooler, you go all red and you can't string a sentence together. And then you're like, OMG, what if they know I had this dream about them? And then you're like, God, I'm in a relationship and I dream cheated. What if my partner finds out and they get upset? Eek! So it sets off a whole whirlwind of emotions, a roller coaster of thoughts and feelings. But just because you had an inappropriate dream about a co-worker, Ado, or in some cases even your boss, this does not necessarily mean that you want to jump their bones. So experts say that having the dreams about the buckleppin with the co-worker are almost never about the actual buckleppin itself, if you catch my meaning. They are more often wanting to make a new connection between two parts of oneself that are coming together. Another reason could be that having a relationship with a co-worker is forbidden and your subconscious might be attracted to something that you can't have. If you're not attracted to that particular co-worker, what else might have caused your subconscious mind to dream up a sexy scenario for you too? Well, does this person remind you of someone you were connected to before? Do they provide some level of emotional connection that you might not have at home? Does your co-worker engage with you in a way that makes you feel good? See, all these factors could influence your nocturnal activities with Paddy from accounts or Patricia in HR. In the case of your boss, it could be power, authority, management skills, decision making that you need to merge into your own life. So ask yourself, where in your life you need to be the boss? Where do you need to take control, make firmer decisions and get the job done? So the important thing, Ado, is to remember about naughty dreams is that they aren't necessarily about a physical union you want, but rather a psychological union you need. So don't beat yourself up, Ado. It's all good. By the by, the person who you dreamed about, do they work in sales?
You're actually asking me on it.
What is the first letter of their name? Is it a vowel? Is it a vowel? Consonant or vowel, please, Carol?
Very funny. Very funny.
So there you go. I hope you feel better now. And you are welcome, my friend.
Gee, thanks. I never felt bad in the first place. They're very common, Una.
They are very common. They are very
Everyone
common.
Everyone has them about people they might work with or, you know, people they're just not in any way romantically connected to. And then you're like, what?
You feel really weird then.
You do
you
when,
have
you
it.
See, when you see that
the person. You're like...
Now, all I will divulge is I haven't seen that person because we haven't seen a lot of people who work in iRadio in about 3 months.
Oh yeah, but when you do eventually see them, you're going to be scarlet.
So tempted to get you back now by looking through the window because we can see each other and going, it was you.
Oh God, stop.
Now, there you go. Is that creepy out?
Yeah. Ugh.
That isn't interesting. Have you ever had that dream about me?
No, I have not ever had that dream about you. You do not invade my dreams. I see every day. You do not invade my nighttime activities.
TV. Hashtag AO Show. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m.